Masechet Nazir deals with the topic of a Nazir. A Nazir is a person, man or woman, who makes a neder saying, I'm a Nazir, and that has three aspects to it. Number one, the Nazir cannot ingest anything from the grapes, neither wine nor water that had grapes soaked in it, nor the peel of a grape, nor the seed of a grape, or a grape itself. The Nazir cannot become Tamei Meis. He can't be under the same roof as a dead body, can't touch a dead body, walk into a cemetery. And number three, the Nazir can't cut his hair. Typically, a Nazirus is for a period of time. If he says 45 days, it would be 45 days. If she said 60 days, it would be 60 days. Stam Nazirus, if they didn't say an amount of time, it's 30 days. At the end of the 30 days of not becoming Tamei Meis, not having any grape product, and not cutting the hair, the Nazir brings to the Beis HaMikdash three karbanos. All of them are sheep. He brings an ayil as a shlamim. He brings a karban chatas. Mm-hmm. And he brings a karban... He brings a chatas, a shlamim, and an ola. He brings a chatas, a shlamim, and an ola. If he became tame in the middle of the 30 days, so the tumah would cause a stop in the nazirus. He has to become tahar. He has to go through the process of tahara, of the water, spring water mixed with the ashes of paraduma sprinkled on him on day 3 and on day 7. And then he has to bring karbanos. He has to bring in an asham, in addition to an asham, an ola sa'of and a chata sa'of. Then his hair gets cut off, and after he brings these karbanos, the process restarts. Okay, let's begin Masechet Nazir. There's something called kinuyim, which we're familiar with from Masechet Nedarim, which means that there are certain terms that mean something, even though they don't sound like it. So the word Nazir, we just explained what a Nazir is. What about the word nazik, the word naziach, the word paziach? Those words also mean nazir. The Gemara in Maseches Nedarim explains that there was a machlokes whether kinuyim are non-Jewish language that was brought into Hebrew, or it was lashon shebaru lehem chachamim, that the sages made up these terms, these nicknames for the word nazir, in order to have a separate language for Nedarim to keep people from saying Shem Shemayim Levatala. Because if they wouldn't have the separate language, it'd be in Hebrew, someone who's making a vow might end up saying Shem Shemayim. Second point that's important to mention for the Mishnah, besides kinuyim, which is a full sentence, but it's just the wrong words, there's something called yados. Yados is where it's only half of a sentence or part of a sentence. It's like a handle. Just like the handle picks up the whole utensil by holding the handle, a yad is part of the sentence, and it's considered the whole sentence. So the Mishnah begins by saying like this, called kinuyei nazirus, kinazirus. All the terms that Chazal made up that are kinuyim for nazirus create nazirus as much as saying the word nazir. So for example, we don't have examples. Suddenly the Mishnah goes into yados. Instead of talking about kinuyim, now it talks about yados. Ha'omer ehei, person says, I will be. He doesn't say the whole sentence, I will be a nazir. He just says, I will be. Hareza Nazir, that's enough to make him a Nazir. Oh, or if he said, Ehe Noeh, I'll be beautiful. My hair will be beautiful. Beautiful means a Nazir. If he said, Nazik, I'm a Nazik, or Naziach, or Paziach, Hareza Nazir, he's a Nazir. The Mefarish explains that Nazik really is the word Nazir, just the Reish got added a line underneath it to become a Kuf. And Naziach is also the word Nazir, that the Reish got a line above added to it, became Naziach. And Paziach is the word Nazir, the Reish had a line added to it, became Naziach. And then the Paziach was because the Nun got another little swidget, it becomes a Pei, it becomes Paziach. Really, it's the word Nazir. So these are the kinuim, that if he said it, Areza Nazir becomes a Nazir. If he said, Areini Kazeh, I'm like this one, that's also a Yad, or Areini Mesalseil, I am going to be, you know, twirling my hair. Hareini machalkel, I'm going to be providing for and encouraging the growth of my hair. Harei alai l'shaleach pera, behold upon me is the obligation to let the hair out wild. Harei zeh nazir, he becomes a nazir. Hare alai tziporim, on me is an obligation of birds. Rabbi Meir Omer, that's already enough to mean that he's a Nazir. Chacham Omrim, that's not yet enough to be a Nazir. Yeah, question?
What does that have to do with anything?
It's, again, the question is Yados, right? He didn't say Hareini Nazir. But when we think about Nazirus, we know that if a Nazir becomes Tameh, he has to bring birds, and Ola Sa'of and Achata Sa'of. So maybe it made him a Nazir by saying, on me there is an obligation of birds. It's another way of saying, I'm going to have to be a Nazir, who if he becomes Tameh, he has to bring birds. Says the Gemara, Mechti, let's take a look. Tana b'seder nashim kai. We're in Seder Nashim. We had Yevamos, we had Ksubis, we had Nedarim. My time a Tani Nazir. So why are we talking about Nazir? Nazir is a topic that's appropriate for Kachin. It's not a topic about women. Answer the Gemara, Tana Akrokai. The Tana is taking us back to the Psukim. Because the Psukim in Parshas Naso, the talk about Nazir, talk about it right after Sota. We have the famous Memra of Rebbe Lezer, Haroa Sota Bekilkula, Yazir Asmunayayin. When a person sees that wine can make a woman into being a Sota, he should respond by making himself a Nazir who can't drink wine. So Nazir should be associated with Sota. So the Pasuk says, V'ayim lo sim sachein be'inav kimatzah ba'er vas davar. If a man's unhappy with his wife because he finds that she was mizana, she wasn't loyal to him, and he gives her a get. So what causes that? That's a Sota v'adai. V'achikamer, so mi garam lo la'aveira. Right, so what causes the gittin? What causes the end of marriage? Yai. Too much wine, as we learned. V'kamar kalaroa sota b'kulkula yaz yasmina yayin. That anyone who sees a sota b'kulkula, you know, with all the damage that's done to her because she's a sota, he should stay away from wine. So therefore, since wine causes divorce and wine causes sota, so that's why we have sota and gittin, obviously, are topics for nashim. So nazir also should be a nashim because nazir is the response to gittin and to sota. Which is, I see what the damage wine causes, I should stay away from wine. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah began with, Kol kinuyei nazirus kinazirus. It was going to tell us that all, you know, terms for nazir that aren't the actual word nazir still mean nazir. But then, it gives an example of ha'omer ehei. Someone who says, I will be. That's not a kinuy, that's a yad. So that's what the Gemara asks. Pasach b'kinuyin. The Mishnah began by telling us it's going to talk about kinuyim, umefaresh yados. But then it explained the definition of yados. It gave examples of yados. Amar Rav, Rav said, "Vitema kedi." Some say it was kedi who said, "Chesura mechsura." V'achi katani. There are things missing. This is really what it should mean. Kal kinuyei nazirus kinazirus. All the kinuyim of nazirus are like nazirus. The yados nazirus. Kinazirus, and a yad of Nazirus is also Nazirus. In other words, there are words missing from the Mishnah. What should be added to the Mishnah is called Kinuyin Nazirus, Kinazirus, all Kinuyim of Nazirus are Nazirus, and add also called Yados Nazirus or Kinazirus, and then it goes on to explain Ve'eluin Yados. And here are examples of Yados. Ha'omer, hey, Harez and Nazir. So the Gemara now asks, if it began by telling you Kinuyim, and then it goes on to Yados. Lifrish kinuyim bereisha. Why didn't it first explain definitions of kinuyim, namely nazik, naziach, paziach? So Tana me'ahu desalik ha'hu mefarish bereisha. When a Tana says kol kinuyim nazirus, and he says kol yados nazirus, first he's going to explain kol yados nazirus because that's what he last mentioned. Kidetanas we have in the Mishnah. Vameh madlikin. With what can you light Shabbos candles? Vameh ein madlikin. And then what's the next line? We say it every Friday night. Ein madlikin lo belechash lo bechosan. We go right away to explain the Ein Madlikin, even though we first mentioned Bameh Madlikin, what can you use to yes light with. But first we explain what we just mentioned, and some things you can't use. Mefarash Ein Madlikin Bereisha. He had Bameh Tomnin. With what can you do Hatmana? Can you cover a pot? Uvameh Ein Tomnin. With what can't you do Hatmana? Mefarash then explains right away Ein Tomnin Bereisha. Bameh Isha Yotza. You know, how, you know, with what can a woman be wearing when she goes out? Uvame eno yotza. What if she's wearing, can she not wear out into the Rishas HaRabim? Umefarishin explains the second one, lo teitzi isha bereisha. First one is what she can't go out wearing. The Gemara says, is that really a true rule? But now, but we have Mishnayos, where sometimes it says two rules, and when it starts to get into the details of explaining the rules, the first rule is explained first. But then we looked at a Mishnah, what can an animal wear if it's going out? Because we know that the same way a person has to be shoveis, There's also Shvisis Behemto. Your animal has to keep Shabbos. So what can your animal go out wearing? And what can't it go out wearing? First it talks about what the camel can wear going out. We have Yesh Nochlin Umanchilin in Baba Basra. There are relatives who would inherit from this relative, and if they would die, that relative would inherit from them. Let's say a father and a son. A son inherits from a father. If the son dies without kids, the father inherits him. And then you have Nochlin Velo Manchilin, those who inherit but can't be Morish. Manchilin Velo Nochlin, those who can be Morish but can't be Yorish. Lo Nochlin Velo Manchilin, those who can't be Yorish and can't be Morish. Umar Farishan explains, Elu Nochlin Umanchilin Bereisha. First it explains those who are Yorish and Morish. So the Gemara says, El Olam Tani Hachi, the Tani Hachi. I have to say, sometimes it explains the first thing first. Sometimes it explains the second thing first. Elohasam di suridin afshihu. What we're talking about, an isser on a person, right? What can't you be lighting as Shabbos candles? What can't you be wearing? Because if you're wearing it and you walk out into the public domain, it's a masui, it's a burden, and it's already carrying on Shabbos. So that we have to say first. That's explained first. Mefarshi suridin afshi bereisha. But gabi behema. The surah I did behema who to us. It's not an isser on the person. It's a prohibition on the animal. It's not such a big deal. First it talks about what's permitted, and then it talks about what's not permitted. Now, what about, that's in terms of the cases of Shabbos. What about Yerusha? Gaba Yeshnoch Manami, in regards to Yerusha as well, where it says Yeshnoch Manu Manchilin, and then it explains the Yeshnoch Manu Manchilin, and it doesn't explain the cases of you know, Nochman Velo Manchilin, Manchilin Velo Nochman, Lo Nochman Velo Manchilin. So also, Mefarish Iker Nachle Bel Risha, the Torah, when it talks about inheritance, primarily it talks about a father and a son. So that's the first thing to explain, father being Morish to his son. That's what it talks about first in the Mishnayos. If so, alahacha, but here, lefrusha kinuya bereisha. It's an isser, whether the guy made himself a nazir through a kinui, or there's an isser whether he made himself a nazir or through a yad. So why did you explain yad first? It's not as if yad is an isser and the other one is a heter. They're both isurim. Elahainu taima, the reason why I explained yados first is yados, hoel vaasim le midrasha. Yados are derived from a drasha of a pasuk. That kinuyim work is a svara, but that we can make someone a nazir by means of a yad, that's a drasha. What we derive from a drasha, chavivinle, that's beloved. Tana always loves things that come from a drasha, and as the Mefarshim explain, there's more effort invested in figuring out a drasha. So since it takes effort, you always enjoy that which you invest effort into.
So that's why he said it first?
And that's why he wanted to talk about it first. He wanted to explain it first, because he loves it. The poskim say that the minhag Yisrael to start teaching a child Gemara. We don't say first learn all of Chumash and then learn all of Mishnah and then start learning Gemara. It's a similar svara because drashos is Gemara. To work hard in Gemara to understand that's Gemara, and since it requires amelos chavivule, it's more beloved. We should focus on that. In fact, the Gemara. If that's the case, that he loves yados, because yados come from a drasha, the liftach bon bereisha. So then begin the Mishnah with, kol yados nezirus kinezirus, because that's from a drasha. Then say kol kinuy nezirus kinezirus. Answers the Gemara, tana ki matchil matchil beikar karba. When he began, he wanted to begin with the basic concept. The primary concept is that there's such a thing as nezirus. Kinuyim are part of that basic concept. Then only Nipirushim. Once he got to getting into the details, then he just couldn't control himself. He wanted to first explain the details of Yados, because Yados come from a drasha. Mefarish Yados Bereisha. First he explained Yados. So what's the Yad that the Mishnah first brought up? The Yad of Ehe, I will be. Ha'omer Ehe, person says I will be. Harei's a Nazir. He's now a Nazir. Rek the Gemara asks, Dilma, maybe what he means when he says Ehe. Is a hey betainus kamer. I'm going to be in a fast day. I didn't mean, it's not even a yada mochiach. You don't even know what he meant. I'm going to be. I'll be in a fast. So Amar Shmuel said, you're going to show your nazir over the fun. If we're talking about where you have a nazir walking in front of him.
I'll be like him.
So he said, I'll be. And the guy's walking in front of him. So must have meant, I'll be like him. So does this mean that Shmuel holds, if you didn't have a nazir walking in front of him, then by saying Ehei, he wouldn't be a Nazir, because it's a Yad Sheinu Mochiach, it's a handle where we have no way of knowing what it means. And Shmuel holds that you have to really know well what the guy meant, even though he uses a handle. Need a Yad Mochiach. And the Yad Mochiach is because you have someone walking in front of you. The Nazir is walking in front of you. Amri, the answer in the yeshiva. Bizman Shenazir. Bizman Shenazir over Lufanov. If the Nazir is walking in front of him and he says, I'll be Lekulis Fuki Bimil Sachrita, there's nothing to think about. You know, maybe he meant something else. Because of course he meant this. Aval ein nazir over lefana, but if a nazir is not walking in front of him, it's not that it's a yad she'enu mochiach. It's even less than that. Amin adilmei betainus kamer. Since we don't know what he meant, maybe he meant to be in a fast. We have no reason to think that he meant to accept nazirus, and we have no inclination even towards nazirus. And when we have no inclination towards nazirus, then it doesn't take effect. Well, since we don't know what he meant, it can't take effect. So the Gemara says, still, if he has a nazir walking in front of him, he says, I'll be, maybe what he meant is Dilma Lepotman or Karbanos Kamris. What he means to say is, I'll be in his place, he won't have to bring Karbanos, and I'll bring Karbanos that he's chayv. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case. To Ka'amar Belibo, in his heart, when the guy walked in front of him, and he said, hey, he really meant that he wants to be a Nazir, and that's what he tells us. Yachi, if that's what's going on, so my lememra, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, I'll tell you the Chiddush. Ma'al Detem would have thought to say without the Mishnah, Be'inan Piv Libo Shav, since the Torah says, Ishki Yafli, when a person will express the Nazirus, that you have to express in your mouth what you're feeling in your heart. And if he's feeling in his heart that he wants to be a Nazir, he has to actually say, I want to be a Nazir. Kamashman, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that even though he didn't say what's in his heart, he only said, hey, I will be, he's already a Nazir. Ask the Gemara, now next sugya. The Mishnah said, hey, no, person says, I'm going to be beautiful, my hair will be beautiful, he's also a Nazir. Dilma no lefana b'mitzvos. Maybe it just means I'm going to be beautiful with mitzvos. Kedetanya, as we have in Hebraica, says, Kelivan ve'yu. This is my God, and I will make him beautiful. And no lefana b'mitzvos. I'll be beautiful before him through mitzvos. Namely, as lefana of sukkah. No, I have to make a beautiful sukkah. Lulav no. Beautiful lulav. Tzitzis no. Beautiful tzitzis. Echtav lefana of sefer Torah. No, I have to write a beautiful sefer Torah. Va'akarchenu b'shirayin no. I'm enwrapped in beautiful, soft silks. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel explains, Shatafus Basaro. We're talking about where he's holding on to his hair. So Amar, and he says, I'm going to be beautiful. So what does it mean I'll be beautiful? I'll make this beautiful. I'll make this the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, which is beautiful, by means of becoming a Nazir.